Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2025, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Michelle DeKaiser. Michelle is the founder of Connecting Mamas. She's the host of the Mama Genius Hub podcast. She's an empowerment speaker, author, and coach. She's got another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Michelle.
And boy, do I have an amazing guest. Christine Hebel is a grant writing expert, entrepreneur, and founder of Free Money You, where she helps small businesses access funding through grants. Listen to that, small businesses, not just nonprofits. With 20 years of experience, Christine and her team have helped secure tens of millions of dollars for grant funding for businesses across various industries. We're all going to need to listen in closely to what Christine has to share with us. Welcome to the Voices of Women, Christine. We're so excited to have you on today.
Thank you so much. And I love that you work with moms because my story really goes back to being a mom. So I'm so excited to share that story with you.
Well, we're just going to dive right into that because I'm assuming that's a little bit of your why behind creating all of this. So go right in and share that story with us because we're all ears, all eyes on you.
Awesome. So I'm known as the free money queen because when my son started his business at the age of 14, it became readily apparent that we needed a funding source other than the bank of mom and dad. And there is the connection with being a mom. So we happened to have a friend who we had met at one of Connor's pediatric pain camps who stepped in and told us that she would help us find grants. And I was shocked because at that point, I didn't know that grants were for for-profit businesses. And I'm super excited to let people know that grants are not just for nonprofits. And she helped us. Yeah, exactly. And I think we're going to see more and more grants for small businesses. My understanding is that they are starting to look at infusing the economy with grants to small businesses because, as we know, like 95% of the people are employed by small businesses. So it just makes sense to support our small businesses. They're the backbone of our country. So as my son started his business and our friend stepped up and taught us how to write grants, Connor won his third, he was awarded his third grant. And he won $10,000.
Oh, Connor, I'm sorry. I gotta celebrate Connor there. Go Connor. I'm taking notes.
Right. So Connor's business was, he likes to teach people how to grow microgreens. And he put these kits together and this $10,000 that he got from FedEx, it went to remove 98% of the single-use plastic in his packaging. And I am telling you, $10,000 for a 14-year-old infused life into his business and took the, you know, some of the burden and the pressure off of us. Pretty soon, the news spread throughout our little community, and people kept coming to me and asking if I would help them. And I just fell in love with helping. We have Lou Sutton, his family, Sutton Family Sauces, is now in both Florida and Georgia because we've been helping him write grants as well. So it's just, as we sat and did it, Connor kept saying, "Mom, you're really good at this." And I said, "I love this. This, to me, is helping people right where they need it." We do work with big corporations, but my heart really is where I started with helping people. You know, what we know, here's what we know, is that 50% of businesses fail in the first 2 years. And so if I can step in and with the use, teach people how to use AI, not to write their grants, please don't do that. They will be thrown out. But to utilize and leverage AI to find grants, to write your draft, and then to do what we call a grant genie, where we go in and review it. We've written five AI tools to help people with their grants. And Connor took one of the grants that he was awarded and ran it through the grant review, and it came back with, this is where it's strong. Now, this is a grant he was awarded already, and this is where it can be improved. And we were blown away. So I tell you, right now, we have this amazing opportunity before most people have figured out how to really use AI to go in and leverage AI to find and write your grants.
So I don't know if you saw my mouth drop when you said that you're 14 years. And how old is Connor now, just for curiosity?
He's 19. How old is
19? Okay. My 14-year-old right now, Liam, loves to grow microgreens. And he had considered creating a little business and hasn't done it yet. But I was just like, oh my gosh, you were put on this Voice of the Women for us to connect as well.
Oh, that's such a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, microgreens have been a part of his health journey. And when 2020 hit, he turned to me and said, Mom, I'm doing better. Now, this is a kid who for 6 months couldn't wear clothes. So he said, I'm doing better, but the world's not. And we need to teach people how to grow microgreens. And so that began our journey together as a family into entrepreneurship. My background is an engineer, so I'm more on the processes side, and it has just been fabulous and met so many amazing, amazing people along the way.
Oh, that is just so amazing. So we have so many connections, but let's get back to the practicality of all this and our audience listening right now. How can we go into discovering these grants or however you want to share with us to make that part of our small business? Where would someone start?
So to really get in and help people on a much broader basis than me sitting one-on-one in coffee shops, we created what's called Free Money U. And it's a course with about 30 modules in it with worksheets and stuff. And we walk people through the process of utilizing the AI tools that we've created. They're proprietary AI tools. The first thing we do is we build out your knowledge base. And this is so fantastic because it not only is going to help you with grants, but it's going to help everything that you do with AI. Because that AI will now understand you and your business. And so the wording is going to come out as you. So, you know, garbage in, garbage out, you definitely want to feed AI with the knowledge base about you and your business. Then the next thing we do is we take that and we feed it into what we call Grant Finder Assist. And it actually goes out. One of the moments that really broke my heart, Connor had been gifted a list of, I don't know how many grants. It was a lot. And it was told to him that this was a big deal and worth a lot of money, this list of grants. And so he spent 4 hours. He came out of the room. He was literally in tears. He had spent 4 hours going through it. A lot of them didn't align with his business. And the ones that did that he found, they were already closed. So he basically had wasted 4 hours of his time, but more, he was just so frustrated. And he's like, I don't like, you know, he just was ready to give up on the whole thing. So to be able to, in matter of minutes, take and upload your information and have the GPT go out and find you 10 grants that are open and they're aligned and you're ready to go, you just have to go pick which one you want, is phenomenal. Then we take in,
I just want to pause and celebrate you because that is just amazing news for all of those business owners out there listening. Like, the possibilities that Christine's bringing you are endless. And the alignment is key here because it, like, just, I'm picturing, I don't even know what Connor looks like, but I'm picturing that down fallen face because when it isn't in alignment with you, and that, as we as women doing business, that alignment is where it really comes from. and when we're getting our soul and our heart out to the world. And so first of all, thank you, Christine. And I want to just pause to celebrate you and what you are offering to this audience right now.
Thank you. I'm going to breathe that in for just a minute because I know how huge that is.
It is.
One thing that I'll say is having things like this that you can use to assist you in your business. And this isn't just with grant writing, but getting rid of some of the things that you do that are just eating up your time and wearing your resources down, is so important. So reach out, you know, get VAs. For the longest time, we didn't think that we had enough or whatever, I don't know, to utilize VAs. And it's just been a game changer for us as well with his business. I really am going to breathe in that this is something that is going to open up and give people more time and less stress. And that is such a gift to so many people and hope. Right? Because we know, I'm sure there are many out there that are feeling the pain of funding their business. And, you know, the fact is that we all have really important work. And a lot of people here listening today or in the recordings, don't give up. Your work is so important. And there are so many people here listening that I am sure that they are going to change lives, and you need to keep that why so far in front of you that you just, it draws you towards it. So to be part of that is such an honor. Okay, so you found your grant, and now the next thing we do is we build out that knowledge base and feed it into the grant genie that's going to help you draft it.
I love that grant genie. Woohoo!
Connor named that. He, what was I going to say? It was really important.
Well, you got the grant genie going and you need to fund everything into that. What's next up?
I was going to say we didn't have these tools when we started. So what took us probably a month to write our first grant, I'm going to say you can do your first one within a couple hours, and then you're going to have it down. And what we do is we show people how to set a schedule so that they reach for some of the bigger grants once a month. But realistically, every business person can be submitting a grant a week. Imagine one of those pop, you know, it just breathes life into everything that you're doing.
And just to give perspective to a little bit, and I know since Connor has experience, but what are some of the ranges of these grants? I mean, just a range of some of the grants. I mean, just so people can visualize. I know that visualization helps a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, you know, imagine, breathe in, getting $25,000. What would that do for your business? Like, think about that. It is. So there are grants that go anywhere from $1,000 all the way to hundreds of thousands. And then a lot of these universities are getting millions of dollars a year through their grants. And when you get up to the bigger grants, I'd say $100,000 and above, there are requirements to report. But these little grants, like what Connor got, and then he's gotten a number of them, you have no reporting. And what they love to do. Okay, so FedEx, Jack Daniels, these companies, why are they donating money to small businesses? Because it makes them look good. And so what do they want to do? They want to brag about what you did with your grant. So what does that do? That gives more light on your business. So it is not only just the grant, win-win. But it's a great way.
Win-win. Listen to that. Win-win for your business, win-win for theirs. And we are making an impact on this world.
Yep. So one other story I want to just kind of drop before we run out of time. Like I said, Connor started his business during COVID. And so I want you to learn a lesson from me. There was a lot of grants that were available because of COVID. And I kept telling Connor, look, those grants, those are there for businesses that have been established to keep them alive. Like, that's their lifeline. We shouldn't apply for those. Okay, so this is just a story in my head about what that grant is. It's nothing to do with what
the... Can I pause you for 1 second, too? Because I want the audience to think about the story in their head, thinking, like, I can't get these grants as well. So think about the stories you might be telling yourself. Oh, that's for nonprofits. That's for a different business. Same kind of story that Christine's going through right now. These stories that we tell ourselves. But let's hear Christine's results now.
So... We didn't apply for the millions of dollars or more of grant money that was made available to small businesses. And I was talking with a friend of mine and I told her, and she said, are you crazy? I started my business so that I could get the grant money. And I made hundreds of thousands of dollars during COVID. And my heart sank. I felt like I had done a disservice to my son. So please don't think of grants as charity. This is the way that the big business and the government are breathing into our economy. It really is a responsibility that we hold. There's up to $50 billion a year that goes unclaimed in grants and government contracts. And if that money isn't claimed, then the government looks at it and says, well, I guess there's not a need. And then what we know is that the government will then reallocate that to something else. And we need that money to be breathed into small businesses. We have big stuff to do, all of us. Important
stuff.
We have
missions to get out.
Yeah. So do you have any questions?
Cheryl's putting that in the chat. Just remind 50 billion. Are you guys listening to that number? And just the perspective that we can, it's that slight perspective change that Christine's offering to us today of what the possibilities are when you're here listening for a reason. You were put in this room listening to this replay for a reason. So please take advantage of it. On that note, I think we're going to be able, why don't you share what your free gift is? Because I know that will help as well.
So I have a couple. If you want to scan the QR code, that takes you to where you can register for a webinar where we'll go more into, I'll actually show you some of the AI tools live. We'll take somebody from the audience and find them some grants and I'll send them to you. So that's a huge incentive.
I got my phone up right now, getting that in there.
If you don't,
everyone else do the same.
If you can't scan the QR code, you can go to grantwebinar101.com. So that's grantwebinar101.com. Also, I have a gift that you can download if you want to text funded to the phone number 26786. And I have some other information that I send out as well.
And so look at all the opportunities and things that Christine's offering for you to get your mindset around what, let's think about this question. What grants can I get today? Because she's talking being able to do one a week, right? Imagine the possibilities of, you know, you sent one a week. That might be four no's. By week number five, you get a yes. Whatever exactly. It is. I mean, it's that consistency and that way of, if you're feeling down about the funding and stuff, now you have a different possibility that Christine's offering to us, which also leads us to the VIP package of what's being offered here of getting these replays, of having all that information at your fingertips, right? Sometimes it's too much information, but if you take the ones that speak to you, my goal is always find the one. So you're in this room, those of you live right now with us, if you have questions, please put them in the chat. We got a couple minutes with Christine to ask those, but you're in this room for a reason. So get that freebie right now. Go join the webinar, and let's get some grants happening for all of us.
Absolutely. So, and we have a lot of fun. We have a community. So we have a mastermind type of a community. So it really is even more than just grants. The ideas that are bounced around, we have a doctor in there, a doctor of chiropractic that just was, his mind was blown with an idea that somebody who's a book writer came up with. So it's, you know, when we get, you're the sum total of the five people you hang around with, why not hang around with awesome people?
So remember, Christine's offering you AI tools, ways to find grants, ways to make this magic happen. She also has the three tips to boost your grant writing success. Link is in the chat. Click that, get that away. What are your final words and for our audience right now to really bring in this new perspective? And what is the first step you recommend for them to take to this new grant writing mindset?
Well, I think the most important thing is that we should all be writing grants and that we deserve that money as much as Ruth Chris. I mean, they got millions of dollars during COVID. And it is the way to fund your business, quit funding it out of your own bank account, and that you have important things to get out there and you are important enough to write those grants. And it is easy. We had the chiropractor wrote 6 grants while we were on the marketer's cruise. 6 grants in 1 week. And that was his first stab. He just got so excited. He's like, I thought grant writing was hard. So it will get better and better. And the way you speak about your business to your clients will improve because you're sharpening that edge on how to do your elevator pitch, how to pitch your business. We will just make all of that so much better. Even better. Well,
Christine, it was such a pleasure to have you on there. And I just feel like I was put in the room next to you for a minute. I'm going to be in contact with you and we need to collaborate. And think about that also, those of you listening in the room, what are some of the speakers you can also collaborate with, make some contacts with, and see how you guys can boost each other up? That is what the Voices of Women is all about, boosting each other's voice, because you know, all ships raise the tides and it's the women coming together to do that. So get your VIP package, keep joining us all day, pick the talks that are speaking to your heart right now and be in the room with these amazing speakers. Thank you, Christine, for sharing grant writing. You have just blown my mind this morning. I'm sure you've blown the audience as well, because it's such a new perspective. We're going to have on this track coming up, Laura E. Kirsten, is How Women Leaders Get Stuck In and Freed from the Social Programming. So if that speaks to your heart, stay with us inside this room. Christine, I can't thank you enough for enlightening us today and giving us a new perspective on our small businesses.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was great speaking with you.
Wow, that was an amazing speaker. For replays of this talk and all the talks, plus an incredible gift bundle, upgrade to VIP now. If you have any questions or problems during the summit, you can always email our support team at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. Stay tuned. We have another fantastic speaker coming right up.